The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. Tap dance gets its name from the syncopated sounds made by special shoes decked out with metal taps. The high-stepping, uniquely American art form got its start during the 1800s as a melting pot of ethnic percussive dances blended African tribal dances with Scottish hornpipes and jigs. Tap fit especially well with the growing popularity of another American art form, jazz, and its influence spread through minstrel shows, movies, and Broadway performances. More than 100 years since tap's creation, a new generation is learning the steps, and older fans are still tapping away. From California, Shelley Schlender reports.
Sounding like a small herd of ponies clattering along a pavement, four young girls wearing leotards and pale pink tights skip across the floor at a community center in Albany, California. The clicks and clacks come from metal taps on the heels and toes of their shoes, which give this form of dance its name.
Tap dance is a kind of dance. It's fun because of the tap sound on your shoes.
The steps aren't fast and furious here at the Rossmore Senior Community in California, but over a dozen happy hoofers have got the moves down.
Today I'm going to be 2 days away from 90.
Burton Rice can still do classic tap routines that feature the step ball chain plus the 1-2 shuffle. He learned these moves and more as a boy in Kansas. Rice got good enough that his hometown paid him to dance on stage between movie shows. Now he still finds reasons to put on his taps.
It's a form of exercise, and I like the rhythm.
Joan Youngert learned to tap when she was a girl. Now she's 85.
I have a brand new baby in my family now, a grandchild who is 3 months old, and I can't wait to get tap shoes on her.
For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Albany, California.
Make sure you join us next week for entertainment news. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. And remember to stay up to date 24 hours a day by checking our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.